This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here from my Studio E. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. So we thank you very much for tuning in wherever you're listening to us at. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, keeping the big rigs and keeping America moving along, thank you so very much. To our over-the-road drivers, the men and women driving those big rigs, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail services drivers out there getting the job done, bringing their products and services in where it needs to go. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Of course, our Amazon drivers are included in that, along with all the people working in the warehouse. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, throw an S in the middle, America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from across the bridge over there in a little place called Bradenton, we all know where that is, it's none other than retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Cow Patty. Okay, well, you know, they're pretty happy tonight because it's 65 degrees on one side of the porch here, 64 on the other side. So that's not bad.
Yeah, I gotta be leery of bird and raccoon patties out in my yard, but I'm not too far removed from the days when I had to worry about stepping in cow patties, but yippee-yay.
Well, we have a big old raccoon living right next door to us here in the tree that's next to the radio station. And I heard the guy again last night out there getting into something with somebody. I don't know what it is. I guess he's...
Those are clever critters, aren't they?
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, this is a pretty good-sized raccoon who was up against the wall right here, right outside my window.
Well fed, no doubt, outside the studio.
Yep. I didn't go out to shake hands with him either. I just took a peek through the glass and saw he was getting carried away with some other critter, so I let him go. But anyway,
yeah, I thought maybe he was one of the crowd that was just cheering a minute ago. Maybe not.
Yeah. Now let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've started each hour all night long talking about Governor Greg Abbott and going to pardon this Army sergeant who was convicted of murdering the BLM rioter who pointed a loaded AK-47 at him, and under Texas stand your ground, that law, he never should have been charged.
And, Captain, I think you're absolutely right. I think any rational, reasonable person, regardless of where you come out politically on this, and that was an erroneous decision, and I'm confident that in time, after Governor Abbott goes through and does what he has to do in the great state of Texas in order to bring about to right this wrong, I think that'll happen, and I think in the end there'll be no argument about that. That was a miscarriage of justice in so many ways. So,
yeah,
fingers crossed, and we're praying for him that the right thing gets done, and I believe it will.
No, exactly. And yesterday, ironically, after the horrible shooting at the bank in Louisville, which has now resulted in the death of 5 people plus the shooter, a total of 6, about an hour after all this started, they had another shooting on the other side of Louisville, where one person was killed. They're looking for the suspect there in that one. I mean, this is really, really some strange stuff going on.
Yeah, I think that's timing. But Louisville, I'm very familiar with Louisville because I was stationed there, and I've still got family there. In fact, this story immediately got my attention because I've got in-laws that live not far from there and that work downtown. And I'm very familiar with the area and the bank where this occurred. I'm not like the governor. I don't have personal friends there and all that, but it certainly got my attention. And it was a very curious story, and what seems like almost a surmountable number of shootings that are occurring and all that. It's frightening. Mm-hmm. I think that the one that happened at the community college is unrelated to this, but the fact that it occurred almost within an hour, I guess, or two, of the one that's getting all the attention, certainly did that. So, yeah, more to follow on this, and, of course, it gets great attention. And, of course, to their credit, the Democratic mayor, the Democratic governor, Beshear, clearly said now is not the time to talk about policy and things like that. But, of course, the Biden administration immediately opened it up to a policy.
All right. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with the retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Ocean Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff and Sarah Soluta, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan, of course, the name, the dealership. Now, Moss Nissan is part of a conglomerate that has stores in Crystal River. The big flagship store is in Newport Richey at 1954. And then they have the Nissan and Acura dealers side by side right there on Florida Avenue in Tampa. But the all new, brand new Moss Nissan dealership is up in Brooksville on State Route 50. Just west of downtown and just east of the Suncoast Expressway, right there on the south side of the highway. Stop by, see what they have to offer, take the tour. It's a beautiful facility. And by the way, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation as a car dealer. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, you are very involved in politics through the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure, Captain. Of course, the Republican Liberty Caucus is neither chartered nor affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are chartered under the state Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. Far and away, the biggest, most influential of all those across the nation. We are a part of the National Republican Liberty Caucus, and this is a big year for us. I'll be going up to Memphis for a National Republican Liberty Caucus in July, and then later in September, we'll be having our state convention along with our Constitution Day dinner out on the other coast of Florida. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to that, and locally, we get involved in trying to influence local government here, as well as supporting the state and the nation and influencing state and national politics. And we do that by having meetings, having forums. You've been involved in several of those and been a guest in many of those, and we try to keep it pretty broad. And we are the conscience of the Republican Party, and we're able to do that because of we're not a club. We are a caucus, and we try to make sure that we are true to a constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. It's really that simple.
Okay, and you do a good job at it, and that's all I can say, and we'll move on because we got other things to talk about here. Now, Zelensky says that Poland is going to provide Ukraine with some 200 infantry vehicles. It's my understanding that these are light infantry vehicles, probably something similar to our Jeep.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the nature of this is, but quite honestly, yeah, with the armaments is the key right there, not just something to get around. But quite frankly, given this type of nature of warfare, we've learned that in many ways, some of that kind of armament is not only cheaper and easier to supply, but in many ways, much more effective. Much ado is made up about Challenger tanks and Abrams tanks and things like that, which certainly have shock effect, and that's what they are for. Their whole purpose is shock effect, but when you talk about mobility, the ability to get around rubble and to move quickly and to move people around quickly, infantry vehicles with armament on them is far more effective. So, yeah, that's a good thing, and especially with some of the setbacks, some of them brought on by the intelligence leak, which is going to cause Zelensky and Ukraine to have to rethink their what we thought was going to be a counteroffensive to be launched sometime soon. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces, and the types of armaments do make a difference given the nature of this war.
Now, I also think that in the grand scheme of things, I know they're going to be getting more armaments from somebody. Who the somebody is, we don't know yet, do we?
No, we don't. And, of course, it's always the nuts and bolts things. It's the bullets and the rounds,
yeah,
and things like that. And, of course, we're hearing word that they're hurting on their ability to provide air defense, which is absolutely fundamental as a hit. And this is in light of the secret deal that the Egyptians apparently were talking about doing to send rockets and munitions to Russia,
mm-hmm,
to replenish them. So, yeah, you know, you don't know who the friends and enemies are anymore in the world. And quite honestly, America and the current administration has got much to do to buttress the blame for that occurring. We just don't know. We've been rudderless in our foreign policy for too dang long. And we can't wait to right the ship of state when it comes to foreign policy, because it's just got the threat, not just to us, but to others in the world, is just too damn great. It's frightening, and it ought to be.
Well, it is, and not knowing what you're up against and how soon things could happen. Now, a lot of people are saying still, and I'm one of those people, I don't think China is stupid enough to want to get in a full-scale knockdown, drag-them-down war with anybody.
Well, you know, you're right. But, you know, it was just a year ago I brought up in a panel for military matters, but I talked about the likelihood of a Taiwan invasion by China. And that time it was almost unthinkable. At least I was starting to think ahead and think, well, maybe under certain circumstances it could happen. And here a year later, the potential for that, it's front and center. But, yeah, and if we don't do the right thing, it is more likely, and if China missed things, because yeah, they have the advantage of being in the hierarchy and being controlled by Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party, so there is an advantage to being an autocratic thing because you don't have to answer the politics and all that. But on the other hand, it emboldens them to do some crazy things just in the quest of power. So I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I wouldn't, if I was betting in Vegas, I wouldn't bet on likelihood about how soon. But if things don't turn around, I can imagine the circumstance which that happened, and it would have extraordinarily dire consequences for not just China, not just for the United States, but and not certainly not just for Taiwan, but the world.
Now, Joe Biden has opened a huge can of worms by talking about Donald Trump being responsible for everything that transpired in Afghanistan, and why it all fell apart was because of Trump. Actually, according to Congressman Rich McCormick, who sits on one of the committees that oversees this, he said President Joe Biden trying to blame the Republicans after the White House released a report faulting former President Donald Trump's administration for Biden's own failures during the Afghanistan withdrawal.
You know, Captain, after his first 100 days in office, America was already starting to get wary of the deflect everything that's going wrong back in the previous administration. Here we are, and, of course, the weatherman cornered him to, once again for him to come out and say whether he's going to Biden was going to run in 2024, and he said, yeah, I intend to. Of course, he hadn't officially announced that. But, yeah, if we were weary as Americans of the it's all on Trump's lap back 2 years ago, we're well beyond being wary of that, and I'm sorry. That excuse doesn't float anymore. It doesn't with anybody, whether you're Democrat, Republican, I don't care what you are. It just doesn't float.
Somebody needs to get to Biden and tell him he just doesn't have a chance. He needs to stop.
Well, you know, his own party and members of his own party are starting to be quite vocal about that, man. I don't know if he's too deaf to hear that or whether I think there's people that advise him saying, hey, take your time, do that, play it out. We want to continue to fundraise and all that stuff like that. But you got people waiting in the wings that are waiting for him to officially do that. And, of course, he does have some Democratic opposition. But as you talked about earlier, the guy that's making the blue tour and red states like Florida, Governor Newsom, is just waiting. Despite the fact that he was going to be all in for Biden in 2024, we all know the truth. We know that that can change with the wind. It can change overnight. So I don't want to take a bet on this. We'll wait and see. A lot's going to happen, and every month things are going to occur differently, both in both parties. We don't know what they'll look like, and so I'm wary about any organization, inclusive the Liberty Caucus, to weigh in on this, and we won't. We're usually pretty smart about that. It'll probably be after January before we start really weighing in nationally and in the state and locally.
Okay, you're going to stick around for another segment. We'll be right back right after this break with Kevin McCarthy, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel. Got some more stuff to talk about. If you want to call and opine, the number's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. A shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning has left at least 5 people dead and 8 others injured, including 2 who are in critical condition. The Louisville Metro Police Department announced last night one of those wounded in the mass shooting at the Old National Bank, Ina Eckerd, had died. At least 2 officers were shot during the exchange, including 26-year-old Nicholas Wilt. Wilt underwent brain surgery after the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. He graduated from the police academy less than 2 weeks ago. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is me telling you about Relief Factor and the fact that it works because I've been taking it for well over 10 years. And I'm very pleased and proud to be able to tell you that when I made the decision a while ago to take this product, it was the best thing that I ever did. Thank goodness for that. Now, all of that being said, I want to remind you that it still costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, which is what it cost when I first took it 10 plus years ago. So some things never change, at least not in this world that we live in, and that's a good thing. And the reason that they lose money and they charge you that for that sample product is because they want you to get it in your system and try it and see if it'll work for you. Now, if you're suffering from pain, back pain, neck pain, elbow, legs, whatever the situation might be, this is a product that will help you. It will most definitely help you, and it's there for you. $19.95. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, and you'll know what several thousand people that have ordered the product know, and that is that it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Good morning, Captain. My pleasure, as always.
Now, the U.S. and the Philippines are currently holding their largest war drills that they've held with the Philippines near the disputed waters where China is saying, no, you can't come here. This is our water. We run the water here. What do you think of that idea?
Well, of course, this is all the while China has got warships that are staging training exercises between themselves and Taiwan to simulate what they would do if they were to close off Taiwan from the outside world. So, yeah, of course all this happens when it does. It's just not incidental or anything like that. Is this just a part of preparation? Is it just part of sending a signal to China to say that you're not the only one that's going to play in that part of the world? Well, actually, I think it's probably both. I don't know that it's so much saber rattling as it is sending a message, and that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing with that with what's going over there and with China, how accelerated just simply sending messages could lead to certain miscalculations. And it's like the Taiwanese president who visited here, returned back there, and is saying that, hey, just the slightest miscalculation on the part of China could lead to drastic global results. And she's right. It could happen.
Now, who is leaking these documents? What's your thought on that? Who is leaking these documents that we're starting to see show up in the world in which we live?
Well, yeah, of course, we talk about leaking and people mishandling documents. It seems like every other month now. But I'm not sure. Was it somebody on the inside in the Pentagon that got careless or they should not have been dealing with that? Or was it somebody in the media that probably shouldn't have had their hands on these documents that got careless with it? We don't know. Of course, all the fingers are towards the media and running them down that did that, but they don't just simply walk by a desk in the Pentagon when they're interviewing people and walk away with these documents. Somebody within the Department of Defense that was supposed to be safeguarding these screwed up. Now, the question is, was it somehow intentional or was it just carelessness? Either one of them it has to be found out. Mm-hmm. We got to stop this nonsense. This is atrocious.
All right, let's go over to the phone line. I do believe we got Backgammon Bob in the line here. Is that you, yeah. Backgammon Bob?
Yes, it is, Captain. I just want to ask the Colonel, we're sending these tanks over to Ukraine, I guess, and the British, and I think the Germans are sending tanks too. But why can't, you know, our anti-tank missiles hit a lot of the Russian tanks and stuff pretty easily, you know, different ones. Why are these tanks any better or are not going to fare? Maybe they'll be a little better. Maybe they, why can't they be taken out just as easy as the other were taken, as the Russian tanks were taken out? And the second thing I wanted to make note of is I saw where there are some Democrats around the country that are switching to Republicans, some of them being the state representative. Some guy down in Louisiana did that. And does that seem to be a trend? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, the third person just converted themselves from Democrat to Republican, number three. So that's all I know about so far.
Yeah, well, that's the second one in last month in the state of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And then the other one he's referred to is in Carolina. But, mm-hmm. If you're a Republican, I'd be careful about that. This is, you would think that given the state of things that there ought to be droves and droves. So before you celebrate Republican Party about this good news, and it is good news for Republican Party, but given the state, it was just like the last election. We should have won. We should have won that hands down given the environment. Right now, we should have hundreds of state Democratic legislatures switching parties, but we're not. So keep that in perspective. The last thing about the tanks, you know, the whole nature of evolution of things about tank versus anti-tank, that's an age-old thing. First of all, the Centurions, the Challengers, the Leopard tanks, the Abrams tanks, they're not as vulnerable as what he just indicated. It really depends upon where the anti-tank weapons are available out there in the world, to include American anti-tank weapons, where they hit. Some of them were not invulnerable, but we can resist that. And the crews can survive, and the tank can go on to fight another day. And we have long been, because we're most vulnerable at the top, and with drones and things like that that can direct artillery with anti-tank capability from the air. And that is something that Russians don't have a whole lot of, the Ukrainians don't have a lot of, but something we've developed. So, yeah, I'd be careful about exaggerating either the vulnerability or the invulnerability of tanks on the battlefield.
Well, they are obviously able to be hit by somebody. He who has superior air strength could usually take the tanks out.
Well, that's part of it. And yet, and a tank could be very vulnerable aircraft with certain munitions and all that. And that's the key. That's why really the most important thing is that's coming out of this is that Ukrainian may be running out of the air defense. That, in my mind, is the single most critical shortfall that's coming out of this leak and the revelations right there. The air defense, not its offensive capability, but its air defense. If you're from a Ukrainian perspective, and the Europeans that have the most to lose from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, that is something to worry about. So Europe needs to step up and make sure that that doesn't happen. Europe needs to step up and make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that. Now, one more little thing here, and then I guess we'll have to let you go because we're getting down to the wire. Recruiting seems to be still a bunch of trouble trying to get recruits into the military. What's the answer?
That's a $1 million question, and I don't know. Given the environment, you know, there's so many things that the recruiters cannot control. They can't control messaging and all that. And some of the patriots that used to be drawn just to serve for the sake of serving, they're dismayed from doing that. And those that were not, that were drawn just by money and opportunity to do that, increasingly folks don't care about holding a job for any length of time. And so they're not being drawn in. So, you know, we lower standards. We have people that with health issues and things like that that are being rejected. It's not a good news story. I would not want to be a recruiter right now. It's a thankless job because it's hard to make the sale in any of the services. But, of course, I'm partial to it. Our Army, the United States Army, which is facing great problems, and my wife that worked for a long time for recruiting command, I feel their pain, but some of it's self-inflicted. Part of it is things beyond their control. But the bottom line is, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not paid enough money to come up with answers for that, but boy, we got to.
Well, I know they were changing their recruiting thing, and then they had that black guy that got into trouble, got arrested, and they decided to stop that. So I don't know, but be all you can be was what they were going back to.
Yeah. Because that's kind of, it worked at the time, but now it's got a whole different connotation when you say be all you can be,
right,
which is not necessarily good.
All right, sir, we will talk to you on Thursday. Have yourself a great day. And
all right, see you Thursday, Captain.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. The Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I'm coming back with more. Our final segment, and don't forget, final segment is brought to you by our friends over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. I'll tell you all about them when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind is Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Reason being is because they bring you the final segment of the program every day, and we appreciate the fact that they've been in our stable since our beginning. They are very supportive, and we are very supportive of them. Now, that being said, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road, down there in Sarasota, right at the corner of McIntosh, I might add, they happen to have probably the best reputation anywhere of a company that deals with blinds, shades, and shutters, because their products are made in the USA. They believe in the USA. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local area only. You can stop by. You can check them out, see the gang in the store, and look and see what they have to offer. Or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment to either go into the store or to have them come out for service. That number again, 941-922-2345. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They're the best at what they do. I will vouch for that. And I'll tell you what, 941-922-2345, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you'll find out why. That'll open some doors for you. All right, now I got a couple things going on here today. Number one, I will be guest hosting for Mark Walters on Armed American Radio again this afternoon at 5 o'clock. So if any of you want to tune in to Armed American Radio, you can hear what we'll be talking about. And I'm going to give you a little tease right now, because part of what we're going to be talking about is the New York Supreme Court that just smacked down Governor Hochul's red flag law, which to that I say it's about time. And, of course, all the different things that are going on, the shootings around the countryside, and the anti-gun movement is literally livid and on fire over all of this. But it becomes what it becomes. And we just can't let this overtake us, if you will. And then today I'll also be interviewing Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. Her interview will be recorded to be played later here on my show, probably tomorrow. And then I got two more things here. Thursday, I'll be down in Sarasota for Congressman Greg Stube and the Concerned Veterans for America Town Hall. Now, Congressman Stube is the sponsor of the 2022 Veterans True Choice Act. And, of course, you can sign up for this event and attend this event, which is free, by going to the Concerned Veterans for America Florida Facebook page, signing up for this unique opportunity to hear from our member of Congress, Greg Stube. Now, it's going to be at 3 p.m. in Sarasota. It's going to be at the Bayfront Center, located at 803 North Tamiami Trail. So hopefully you get a chance to attend that. And I'm going to go long range on you here. May the 6th, which is a Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., 12 noon, Central Florida Patriots are invited, come one, come all. Time to come together at Freedom Expo 2023, presented by X Insurance, Saturday, May 6th at Seminole at the Harley-Davidson in Sanford. Now, former Trump senior advisor and host of America First, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, will be there. He's currently a personality on Salem Radio. I'll be there. We'll also have all the local talent from Orlando there, including an author, Larry Correa, who will be there with a book, In Defense of the Second Amendment. Now, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things there, so the tickets are free. You can get your tickets by going to theanswerorlando.com. Come early, stay late. Bikes, motorcycles, you betcha. Blues, lots of music, barbecue, Sebastian Gorka, yours truly, and more at the Freedom Expo 2023, right there in Sanford. Hope to see you there, folks. It's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. All right, let me go to the telephone line here.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laredo out of Georgia up here.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, bud. I hope you are, too. I don't want to ask you a question about this Budweiser, Jack Daniels, or anything to them going with that LGBTQ stuff.
Yeah, they are sponsored some woman that's come into the picture there that they picked up. Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't be buying no more Budweiser or Jack Daniels, but I certainly appreciate the info, sir. Thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you, Laredo. You take care. Yeah, they've gone left field on everybody, and they're losing a lot of customers as a result. I don't know too many good old boys that want to get involved in all that stuff, and good old girls, too, for that matter. Americans are still very much into, I guess I could call it normalcy, but they're very much into the grand scheme of things. And this is not something that seeds very well with the public, especially the public that drinks Jack Daniels and Budweiser Light. And what they were thinking, I don't know. But I'll bet you it doesn't last long. Want to bet? I'll bet you it doesn't last long. So there you go. And we always appreciate hearing from Laredo. He's up there in Valdosta in that area. Sounded like he was in his vehicle, probably going to have breakfast somewhere, I'm guessing. Probably. Okay. Back to a couple of comments here before we have to go. You want to keep your eyes today in Kentucky at what they're going to be releasing in terms of information. Because every one of these shootings tells a story. Some are a little bit different than others. This person actually used Instagram to film what they were doing. So they weren't ashamed of anything they were doing. And, of course, the futures, whatever's going to happen with China, France, doing their little chat. Still talking, Macron is still talking, even though he's back from China. Plenty of things in the world in which we live in today. And I will be, as I said earlier, up at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters, which is about 2, maybe 3 miles north of where I'm at here at the radio station. We're there from 11:30 to 1:30. Today I'll be there from 11:30 to about 1 because I have to come back to the studio to do an interview. But we get there for noontime because we want to stand up and salute the flag. It's one of the things that we do. So you guys and gals, have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And we can control how long they work for us. Have a great day. God bless America. See y'all tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.